This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins stops by each Thursday for Cinema Chat with all the movie news and information you need to know for the week ahead. How you doing, my man?
All right. Well, the film festival season that contributes to the Oscar films that get nominated have started. So we had the Venice Film Festival, and that was last week. We talked about that. And Telluride Film Festival, which takes place over Labor Day weekend, same day as the Jazz Festival.
Is this considered a major one on the circuit?
Absolutely. And it's pretty special in that they don't announce their program until you get there.
Oh, so you just have to go and be shocked and surprised.
Exactly. So
that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Damien Chazelle, who did La La Land and Whiplash, his film First Man that stars Ryan Gosling, which is about the Apollo 11 moon landing, is part of a bunch of films that the New York Times critic says kind of is a look back. So many of the films were looking back instead of dealing with contemporary things, which was kind of interesting. Another film that looked back a little bit was White Boy Rick, which has a local story origin. About
the guy who got sentenced to a long jail sentence for drug possession.
Yeah, and he was a government informant at 16. And, you know, there's been a lot of press coverage that in Michigan in particular, but Matthew McConaughey plays the father of White Boy Rick. And
trying to get him out.
Yeah, and you know, essentially introducing him around. There's a Rudolf Nureyev picture about his defection in 1961.
That was news.
The White Crow. There's a film, which was the New York Times critic's favorite, from Roma by Alphonse Cuarón, about his childhood and the woman that took care of him in the 1970s. There's a film about Poland in the 1950s, which was before it was invaded by Russia, called Cold War. And then Mike Leigh's new film, Peterloo, which was set back in the 1700s, it also came out. And then Yorgos Lanthimos, who did The Lobster. Yeah, and his film, The Favorite, also premiered there. And supposedly Robert Redford's last film that he's appearing
in. That's what he said, and he usually keeps to his word.
Yeah, The Old Man and the Gun also played there. And Melissa McCarthy plays a literary forger who has some success as a novelist and then doesn't have success, and then she starts forging other people's work. And it's called Can You Ever Forgive Me, which is set in 1990s Manhattan. So anyway, we can look forward to those coming up between now and the time that the Oscars are given out. So that should be a lot of fun.
I can't believe we're already talking about the Oscars. It seems like we just got done talking about the Oscars.
Well, it's kind of true.
But it's all perspective.
It's all perspective. We had the whole summer off, pretty much. Well, I just want you to mark your calendars for a week from this Friday, September 14th. We're doing a sing-along of a very fun film called The Greatest Showman. It's got a score by Pasek and Paul, who are the U of M musical theater students that are now huge hits.
Oscar winners.
Yeah, they're Oscar winners. They're Grammy winners, and they're Tony winners.
The trifecta.
Yeah, well, and they're waiting to get an Emmy someday. But their musical, Dear Evan Hansen, won a bunch of Tonys as well. So anyway, that will be a lot of fun. Well, opening up this week at the Michigan Theater is The Wife, and this includes a brilliant, brilliant performance by Glenn Close. Now, she plays the wife of an author who gets nominated for a Nobel Prize of Literature, and the author is played by Jonathan Pryce. Well, Glenn Close's character was a brilliant writer as well as a young woman. And, you know, gradually over time, 40 years of marriage to the Jonathan Pryce character, she acquiesces her literary aspirations and sacrifices them to the husband. Well, you know,
there's a little bit
of resentment there, probably justifiable. And the critical consensus for The Wife is very strong. It relies on the strength of Glenn Close's performance to drive home a powerful story, and she proves thoroughly gripping in the task. And who knows? This may be the performance that gets her the Oscar.
She's been nominated before, but I don't think she's won,
right?
She
hasn't won, right. No. Madeline's Madeline is a film that was a favorite of a lot of our folks that watch films for Cinetopia, and it actually played during Cinetopia, so the actress, the young actress Helena Howard, becomes part of an integral, prestigious physical theater troupe, and then. She's pushed by her director, played by Molly Parker, to reweave her rich interior with the things happening that are more troubled in her life. And the mother, played by Miranda July, it becomes a real kind of personal mess. But again, the critics, Madeline's Madeline proves experimental cinema is alive and well and serves as a powerful calling card for Helena Howard.
Physical theater troupe. Is that kind of Cirque du Soleil, can't even say
Cirque
it.
Cirque du Soleil.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and improvisational theater
kind of
stuff. Yep, absolutely. Midnight films are back in a big way with Animal House, so that's going to be at the State Theater.
Pretty much describes your college life, doesn't it, Russ?
Well, not mine, but my hope for failed college life in that way. But I did make it through college, so that's a good part. And then we've got a couple of short films, which are being done by other folks. Smile Pinky, which is about an Indian young woman who has a very severe cleft palate, and then gets hooked up with the Smile program, and it really changes her life. And then a documentary about the Flint water crisis, which is done by the University of Michigan School of Environment and Sustainability, and that's going to be on Tuesday, September 11th at 6 o'clock.
It's called Nor Any Drop to Drink.
Yep, absolutely.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here, as he is each Thursday. Still a couple of opportunities to see some movies that have proven popular.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Scotty and the Secret History of Hollywood, which is about this military veteran who goes to work at a gas station. And this is a true story. It's a documentary. And he ends up being kind of the liaison for the sexual adventures of many of Hollywood's stars. So there's lots of stories. And Scotty is actually still alive in his 90s.
And boy, does he like to talk about it and brag.
Yeah. So anyway.
You know, he's outed a lot of people that had been closeted. You
know? Well, and he kept quiet for decades and decades and decades. Yeah. So this is it's a pretty fun and interesting story. And then The Bookshop, which is this fun film that is about a widow in the 1950s on a UK island that wants to set up a bookstore, but it just doesn't quite work out. A lot of other stuff, Crazy Rich Asians, Black Klansmen, go see them because they're going to go away pretty quick, as will Eighth Grade, which I think everybody should see. It's just terrific. Opening up at the multiplex, Peppermint, which Jennifer Gardner stars as a mother who is awakened from a coma after her husband and daughter are killed in a brutal attack, and then she goes
That's a horrible premise.
And then she goes about becoming an urban guerrilla and wreaking havoc and revenge. She eludes the underworld and the LAPD and the FBI all to get back at those folks that changed her life for the worst. And then the horror film of the week is The Nun. Now this is a one of the Conjuring horror film spinoffs, and it's about a young nun in a cloistered abbey, but there's all kinds of dark things that go on. Is it the devil? You never know, but you have to go see The Nun if you like the Conjuring franchise.
You never know. The trailer's kind of scary and a little bit shocking, and so you get the sense that that's what it is, but maybe that's the one scary part. You never know when
you never know. You have to go check it out at your old movie theater.
And there's a couple of things that we should probably be aware of that are coming up very soon, kind of get a markdown on the calendar.
Yeah, so besides The Greatest Showman sing-along coming up next week, a little later in the month and into early October is a film noir series. Now, the reason you should mark your calendar for this is because Eddie Muller, who's the founder of the Film Noir Foundation and the host of the TCM Noir Alley, which a lot of people really like, is going to be here to kick off the festival or the series that we're doing on Friday, September 21st at 7 o'clock. He's going to introduce introduce and then do a Q&A after the lady from Shanghai.
The Orson Welles moment.
Which
right?
is an Orson Welles moment. And there's also a lot of news about Orson Welles. The Other Side of the Wind, which was the film that he never finished, has been finished, as it were, and is going to be shown around, and we'll see what happens.
That's interesting.
With that.
Now, the Orson Welles collection is at the U of M, isn't
That's
it?
That's correct. That's
so,
correct.
So maybe it's going to end up there permanently.
We'll see. But after The Lady from Shanghai, which got us talking about Orson Welles, Double Indemnity, Mildred Pierce, Laura, and Gun Crazy. And then a little farther down the road, The Yellow Ticket, which is this really fascinating silent film that stars Pola Negra, and it's going to be done with live acoustical accompaniment by Alicia Svilgal, who was one of the founders of the Klezmatics and a pianist. And so we'll talk more about that later. But it's a really compelling film about turn of the 19th into the 20th century social situations in the former Russia and the difficulties that women, particularly Jewish women, had at that point doing anything other than just sticking around the shtetl and being a wife.
And all of these movies that have live musical accompaniment, what a great way to experience what it was to go to the movies.
That's right.
At the origin.
It's a different art form, but a very, very compelling one.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. And Russ, we'll do it again next week.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.